This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Patrick Creighton, Brandon Scott in for the guys on In the Loop. Happy New Year to all of you from all of us. And, B. Scott, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Texans and getting from... You know, you want the Steelers, you want the Ravens. And look, this season, I think we all had a lot of aspirations for the Texans coming into this season. There's a little piece of paper on that wall behind you that before the season, I picked them to win 12 games.
Well, look at you.
And oddly enough, they are one win from winning 12 games. And I will tell you that.
So you were not on cocaine.
It is absolutely not in any way, shape, or form close to how I expected them to win 12 games.
No.
Yet, here we are. And coming from 0-3, which is pretty much the bottom, to be the first team in NFL history to start 0-3 and make the postseason twice. For you, what do you consider the biggest reasons for the Texans' turnaround and this 8-game win streak that has them currently the 5 seed in the AFC?
I think they finish games better. So that's one from like an overall more generic team standpoint. I would go more specifically though. And look, this is a tough argument to make because we all still have our complaints or criticisms about the offense and it going through its lows and stretches where it just looks inept or incompetent. But I think that the rookies emerging in the way that they have, just kind of being either small factors or non-factors early on in the season to now being major factors and major contributors at this point in the season is just something that you could not account for or have to account for now as being an obvious difference, right? Like you're not opening up the game, your first third down play with a deep shot to Jaden Higgins for a touchdown earlier in the year. You're not doing it on the second drive to Jalen Noel earlier in the year, even though I know his only other touchdown in this season, I think, came in the Baltimore game, if I'm not mistaken. But think about it. That's it. Those are his only two touchdowns. One against Baltimore, then the most recent game, nothing else. Now, we've seen a lot of him in the return game, and he's been really good there. But these were not guys that really factored much into whether it was the game plan or just how they executed. They did not target these guys a whole lot. It did not seem like they had a whole lot of options outside of Nico Collins, right? It was kind of like Nico Collins or bust. And then sometimes not even that. Maybe Dalton Schultz here and there. There was like a Christian Kirk game once he finally came back. But for
there was a game.
But yes. For the most part, like it's been really rough. And now I think, and then of course the Woody Marks thing, right? He wasn't your lead back to start the season. He is now, and that has worked out. So I think the emergence of the rookies, to name one, and then just the simple ability to close out games you got to think about it. They lost a lot of close games, right? I don't think they've been blown out yet. The closest to a blowout was probably that Seattle game.
Yeah, where they lose by 10.
Yeah, so every game has been close except for that one. And even that one is only losing by 10. So it's the ability to close a game, like win a close game by closing a game, and also the emergence of their rookies as weapons. And I think the defense as well has, you know, started off really good and has steadily improved to become actually dominant. They went from a really good defense to a dominant defense. They went from non-existent contributions from their rookies to key contributions from their rookies.
No, think about the first three games of the season, right? The Texans defense has an ultimate failure at the very end of the game that cost them the game.
Yeah.
Against the Rams,
yep.
Against the Bucks. And then against the
Jaguars. Yeah.
But I mean, the one against the Bucks was the most egregious.
Yeah.
But all three of those games, like, this was a team that, okay, they're going to be a defense first team. And late in the game, they've got a lead or the game is tied. And very late in the game, they just give it right up down the field nice and easy.
Yeah.
And they're 0-3. And we're wondering, all right, what is this team? The offense still looks out of sync. The offensive line is still a mess. The defense is falling apart at the very end. What are the Texans? What are we watching? And to me, I think very important has been the evolution of the offensive line. Right? Cam Robinson, not here. Laken Tomlinson, not here. That was just starting left tackle and starting left guard week one.
Yeah.
And they're not here. You have figured some things out. Right? So you had Titus Howard playing really well at right tackle.
Well, they did start the rookie. They did start Ursary, at least.
They started him at right tackle. First week, he played right tackle.
That's right.
And then he moved to left tackle. You had Titus playing guard and then back to tackle. And he played very well at tackle. They've moved him back to guard because, well, they figured out they don't have a left guard. I think that was the same problem they had a year ago. They didn't have a left guard. Titus has
been
played,
their problem for several years now.
Believe it or not, now Titus, who has always been a really good right tackle and a mediocre left guard, he's played really well at left guard this year. Jake Andrews has not had a great season, but over the last 5 weeks, he's had a big improvement where he has been one of the best centers in the league in pass protection for a guy who previously was getting beat like a drum. You've got Ed Ingram at right guard, who has been their best run blocker, struggles in pass protection, but they have their highest yards per carry running behind Ed Ingram. Trent Brown, who started the year essentially on the pup list and didn't miss half the season, has now become the right tackle, allowing you to kick Titus in. And Blake Fisher, who I think 90% of this city thinks is a bust, found a niche as the sixth offensive lineman in the jumbo package and then did not allow a single pressure last week starting at left tackle. Now, I don't know how long that starts, and I don't know if maybe he's a guy who's just better on the left side than the right side, or maybe playing the jumbo package has helped him grow as a player by leaps and bounds, because to me, that was one of the biggest reasons why the offense found its footing, particularly with
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Davis Mills under center was because they went to this six lineman alignment. They went to this jumbo package. Every time they start a drive, 57 is reported eligible, except that one time where apparently the ref like didn't hear him and they threw a flag. But pretty much every drive begins with 57 eligible. And that has improved their pass protection. That has given them a little bump on the run on that side. And they have been a better offensive team since they started using the jumbo package heavy on a regular basis. And the other side to that is, well, what has the effect been on the quarterback position? Well, check this out. You know how early in the season there was a lot of complaints about CJ's not getting through his reads, CJ's not getting through his progressions, partly because CJ was probably getting clobbered before he finished a three-step drop, but that's a different story.
It's like, what progression? I'm on the ground.
Since week 11, according to FTN, they did a quarterback read progression distribution chart. Number one in progression rate is Dak Prescott, who may lead the NFL in passing despite being on like one of the worst defensive passing teams in the league. 96.5% progression rate. Number two at 96.4 is CJ Stroud. The improvement of the line, which this year, you think about last year, how awful they were, they gave up 54 sacks.
Yeah.
Well, this year, they've only given up 31 sacks, which is tied for 10th best in the league. Before the season started, part of my explanation of why they're going to go 12-5 is the offensive line will be better. And if they're just somewhere between 12 and 20, instead of, 30 to 32, if they're just somewhere between 12 and 20, this will be a good enough offense that they're going to win a whole lot of games. The defense ain't going to give up a lot of points.
Yeah, I think that – so all of this, what you say, is true. I think that also the quarterbacks deserve a little bit of credit in this as well, though. The improved sack numbers and the pressure that they're facing. First, I start with Davis Mills in that three-game stretch where he started. The kind of the hallmark of his time there was getting the ball out quick. It's like, get the ball to Nico. Get the ball out quick. Like, he was not taking sacks. And then C.J. Stroud, to his credit, has also done – a much better job of, hey, when there is time, because this was an issue with CJ. He would hold the ball a little bit too long with the belief that he could find a play or make a play. He is giving up on plays quicker and not taking some of those unnecessary sacks that he used to take. So on top of the offensive line improving, that, like you mentioned, and which is true, you got an improved offensive line and a better decision-making quarterback from the reads to understanding when a play is dead and throwing the ball away. He's done a much better job of not taking unnecessary sacks, even when the pocket is muddy or whatever the case may be.
No, spot on with that. We have seen CJ really, since he's come back, be more willing to throw the ball away or just ground it in the dirt.
Yep.
Which, like you said, he had that college mentality of, I can stretch this long enough, somebody will come open. But there's no college open in the NFL.
Right.
The D-backs are too good.
And he also played with some of the best wide receivers that college football had to offer at the time.
That did not hurt.
And so, like, between his own ability and the belief in these superstars at wide receivers, like, of course I can hold on to the ball and get it to somebody. How it works here.
If I just wait another second, JSN's getting open.
Exactly.
By the way, that's working out pretty well for Sam Darnold, by the way. If I just wait an extra second, JSN's getting open.
He was right, by the way. He was right at the time. It's just not the same today.
So I think those two are really the two biggest reasons is the offensive line's evolution. And I think, their offensive line coach, who was much derided at the beginning of the year, they just kept a guy from last year. Why is it going to be any better? Well, we've seen it's better. It's a lot better. And we've seen kind of an evolution here with CJ, particularly since week 11, where he has become a little bit different quarterback, a bit more mature quarterback, willing to accept taking what is on the table as opposed to sending it back for more.
Yeah, yeah, and not just is the offensive line better year to year, the beauty of it is that you've been able to see the progression within the year, kind of to your point that you're talking about, like the difference, what's allowed them to go on this streak. You know, we can go back to that Jacksonville game. To me, that first Jacksonville game was their most egregious loss because I thought the Jaguars were doing their very best to give them the game.
Oh, they absolutely
were. They were trying to hand them the game. But if you think back to it, the Texans, they couldn't max protect against a three-man rush. So if you guys don't know what that means you got way more blockers than they got runners or rushers, and they're still getting home,
which is
inexcusable.
They've got three rushers. You've got two receivers.
Yeah, but at least no less than six or seven guys in there to protect, and they're getting around all of them.
Still getting beat.
It was a damn shame.
Coming up next, time for Hot Leads. We'll get to it next. PC and P. Scott in the loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.